There was no big popular outcry for it. It's not like there were people marching in the street saying we've got to do something to reform divorce. The legal profession and one of its, a little subgroups that was financed by the Carnegie Foundation and the American Law Institute, they, in the area of marriage and family law, they had as their ideal that anything that consenting adults do with each other should be okay. And so they removed the fault basis from divorce. So that means they created the impression that that meant that two sensible people could agree to call it quits and no one would have to go into court and create false, perjurious proof that one person had committed adultery so that they could get the divorce that they both wanted. That's the impression that was created. The reality was that it was unilateral divorce. Both people don't have to agree. And probably 70% of divorces have one reluctant partner. So they're not getting divorced by mutual consent. They're getting divorced by unilateral demand of one party, and the state always takes sides with the person who wants the marriage the least. We have laws that say, if you want a divorce for any reason or no reason, you will always get what you want. You will always get divorced. And you can't think of any other civil dispute where you walk into court and you know in advance which side is going to win. There is no other legal dispute in our system which works in that way.